Hi, Biggies. I hope you're all well, as usual. Please take your time reading the blog post or listening to it. If you can, go over it with an adult and talk to them about it. You can come back later on and check. You don't need to read it and remember everything. And obviously, if you like listening to my voice, you can listen to this audio version. Again, this week, I'd like you to post two or three things to your e-portfolio. This is to help you build up a record of your learning over this time. There are suggestions in this post about what to do, but you can post about anything at all you're learning. I think we want to start writing a wee bit more and thinking a wee bit more about what we're actually learning this week. As usual, you can contact me by email. I'll be in Teams every day, and there's a link there to get help with Glow. This week we're going to try and do a video conference every day, and I've put up the times in the blog post. So it'll be afternoon 2 p.m. on Monday, 11 a.m. on Tuesday, 2 p.m. on Wednesday, 11 a.m. on Thursday, 2 p.m. on Friday. If you haven't been in Teams yet, you just need to log into Glow and click on the Teams tile. I would try it a wee bit before the video conference if you're going to come along. Okay, literacy. Every day, read a book, explore a word, do some read theory, and do some spelling. Doesn't need to be very much of all these things. If you need a free book, there's a link to the Oxford L free book library, and I'll email you a username and password for the class to you and your parents. This week's literacy tasks: make a visualiser about a character in a book you're reading. You can decide how the best way to lay it out. You've made visualisers many times in class. You should know what to do. I've uploaded a PDF of a couple of examples for layouts. Yellow and blue groups. I'd like you to write a beginning, middle and end for a chapter or a short book. Now try and keep it to the most important points, and try and keep it nice and short. Green and red groups, I'd like you to write out the main ideas for a chapter of your book and then write a summary. One of the chapters you're reading at the moment. We're going to do a wee bit of work this week in film literacy, and there's a link there to a clip from Detective Pikachu. And some questions. I'd like you to watch the clip and answer the questions. Once you've done that, I'd like you to write your questions out fully. For instance, you would write for number one, I think Pikachu feels whatever when Tim calls him partner because whatever you think, and write that out. I would really like you to put three more, if you're in primary, six or seven answers written out fully like that on your e-portfolio. You get bonus points if you can also embed the YouTube video in there. We hint, all you need to do is paste the link to the YouTube video, the actual video. Writing. In the writing section, I've put a link to narrative writing, continuing a book. And what I would like you to do is take the visualizer that you're making and think about the character and imagine what his next adventure or her next adventure is going to be, and write that. We're not looking for a full piece of writing, we're just looking for a few paragraphs about the next thing that's going to happen. There's notes on the linked post for that. Maths. Every day you can have a choice or do some of some dog. There's four operations, tables practice, and the Chili's challenge. And each of those things now have got a link on the blog post, which will give you a wee bit more information about what your group should do, or you should do about those. Apart from the daily tasks, I want to look at measuring perimeter, area and volume. The octagons and hexagons and pentagons, I'd like you to look at the worksheet on area using a ruler, which is just general measuring, and then measuring area. Have a wee look at those two sheets. You can click on the links and download them. I'll also be talking about that in one of the video conferences this week. Triangles and squares. First thing I'd like you to do is find some rectangles around your home. Measure their widths and heights. Work out the area of them. Remember, area equals width times height. and work out the perimeter, the distance all round them. And again, I'll be going over some of that on the video conference. I put a wee example of a book I've measured, and I've said label it clearly. So if you're putting something in your e-portfolio, please label it clearly so that you can see it, okay? There's also a couple of worksheets linked about calculating area and drawing shapes using area. Have a go at that. Art, a couple of ideas for this week for art. If you're stuck, how about doing some land art? Get outside, even if it's just in your garden, and make some land art. I've put a link to Land Art for Kids, which has got some brilliant ideas. We've done quite a lot of land art in the past. The other thing, if you can't get outside, if you're like me and you're stuck in a flat, so you're not getting out very much, you could make a collage. Now, I'm suggesting you make up, use pictures of natural things and make a collage. You could use books, or, well, not books so much, magazines or old newspapers you've got lying about, or you can use digital ones. And I've got a wee link to a set of instructions which is called Create a Collagesaurus, where you can find out how more about making collages using art that's freely available on the internet. I put a link to all the art ideas we've used so far, so if you want to go back and look at those, if you missed them, go for there. ICT. If you didn't make the scratch joke from last time, try that. I've put a link in there to the information you need to do that. And this week, I would like you to hack your window. There's a link to a nice blog post with instructions, and I've embedded my example on the webpage. IDL. We talked about democracy last week. I would like you this week to find out a bit about the Scottish Parliament. I've put some links in to various pages about the Scottish Parliament, and you could also talk to somebody in your family or people about, and make either a fact sheet or a movie or a presentation. I don't really mind what you make, as long as you start thinking about what the Parliament is, who goes there, what it's for, and things like that. Health and well-being. Hopefully you've found a good way of keeping fit by now. It might be Joe Wicks or going for a walk or something else completely. Keep a record of the physical activity you do for exercise this week. At the end of the week, look back and see how much you've done. What do you think is the most you enjoyed the most, and what do you think was most effective? Okay, that should do it for this week. As I said, I'll be in Teams anytime schools open, pretty much, over the week, and we'll be doing video conferences, hopefully once a day. I hope to see or at least hear you then. I'm really enjoying reading all the blog posts, so if you've been doing them, keep them up. If you haven't been doing them, then maybe start. Cheers.